Welcome to your five for the day. Learn to take risks. Be brave. Move out of your comfort zone. Push the boundaries. Get out of your boat. Great slogans, and we hear them often, but are they always good and for our good? Are there times when such thinking is dangerous and reckless? It happened many years ago in Bible times. Naomi, after a long absence, had returned to her hometown of Bethlehem, accompanied by her daughter-in-law Ruth, whose husband had died. Ruth was from Moab. Bethlehem was new to her. One day she went to a field to gather some barley for baking. She was a complete stranger in the field. The workers figured out who she was, and when Boaz, the owner, arrived on the scene, he asked about her. The field manager told him, "She's the one who came back with Naomi. She's from Moab." Boaz had already heard about this young lady's conversion to God, her faithfulness to her mother-in-law, and her choice of Bethlehem over her homeland. Boaz then speaks kindly to the stranger. "Ruth, I've heard your story, and I can assure you that the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge, I can assure you that he will bless you and keep you." He invites her back to his field to gather grain, along with the other reapers. He promised her there'd be plenty of grain for her and lots of water to quench her thirst during the day. He also told her that she'd be safe in his field. He'd instructed the young male workers not to harass her in any way and not to touch her roughly or with any sexual intent. Then Boaz said to Ruth, "Now listen, my daughter, do not go to glean in another field or leave this one, but keep close to my young women. Let your eyes be on the field that they are reaping and go after them." Before Ruth returned the next day, Naomi too cautioned her to make sure she stayed within the field of Boaz and not to try out other fields where she could be assaulted. One field was safe, the others were not. If she kept within the field markers established by Boaz, she would not only be kept safe, she would enjoy his generous provision. In this context, slogans like "learn to take risks" and "move out of your comfort zone" and "push the boundaries" or "get out of your boat" are dangerous and reckless. Why would Ruth want to expose herself to unnecessary risks that could wreck and ruin her life? Why should she want to ignore the counsel of those who had her best interest at heart? Why would she want to go somewhere else if where she was offered all she needed? Boaz reminds us of the Lord Jesus Christ, his kindness and compassion to a stranger, his grace and generosity, his protection and care, and the assurance of his continual provision and plenty. If your life is filled with pressure, pain, and problems, in spite of the circumstances in which you may find yourself, you can have comfort in the safety of the Lord Jesus. Ruth realized that nothing could ever destroy the relationship that she enjoyed with God. Ruth had come to know that her relationship and security was not based on who she was or what she did. Her eternal safekeeping was completely from God. Today I want to assure you that no matter what transpires in your life, you can be safe in the Lord Jesus. A chorus my father used to sing during his military service in World War II was, safe am I in the hollow of his hand, sheltered o'er with his love for evermore. No fear can harm me, no foe alarm me, for he keeps both day and night. Safe am I in the hollow of his hand. If you're thinking of changing fields, rethink your plans. Stay in the safe zone. Don't expose yourself unnecessarily to risks that could cause damage. Truly, today, you too can be eternally safe in his hand.